You don't need to spend a Benny Bit. You got a 2 plus 4 is 6.
Yeah, but don't I have minuses?
Yeah, minus 2, that's still a 4. That's still a success.
Okay.
Wait, what did she add? You add the 2 dice together?
No. She rolled a 2. She has attractive and noble. She subtracts 2.
Okay.
No matter where she goes, she's still hot.
And she's still rich.
And she's still a rich noble. People listen to her.
Okay. You are our talker, apparently.
If she spends more than 3 months here, she has a D6 plus 4 to talk to people. Her target number is 4.
She can't fail?
Unless she rolls double 1, at which point she does a massive faux pas.
Anywho. And insult them to their face.
No. Standing there.
Boop. They come up with the subject. I hate tigers.
You know, I just want to shoot all tigers. They're just so offensive.
Alright.
You easily pop the lock. This isn't a terribly complex lock. And it no one really notices you two as you guys kind of slip on it. There's a staircase heading up, and there's, like, the living room and kitchen and dining room area down on the first floor.
Why don't we see if he has a study? That seems to be the most logical place to check first for anything.
Why?
Where would you hide something if you were trying to keep it secret?
Give me a notice check, guys.
Beside your bag.
Notice check, Ivan.
Notices his bag is still there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, teen.
22!
You smell a dead man. You smell like a rotting corpse. Ivan, however.
Get used to it.
I smell a corpse.
It's probably more like you smell like the food rotting in the kitchen.
He's been dead for about 3 weeks.
You smell pork?
No, I smell a corpse. I follow my nose.
It's upstairs. Yeah, as you get closer and closer to the bathroom, the smell gets worse and worse.
Well, I'll say this, it's probably better than some corpses I've smelled, because at least it's not sitting out in the sun.
And there's at least sun-dried.
Oh, true.
This has been sitting here and festering for 3 weeks in a bathtub. You open it up and give me a guts check.
Both of
them? Are you going into the bathroom with him? Then no.
You're like, dude.
What's in the living room?
Furniture and whatnot. Give me a notice check.
You know what? Stouthearted has become my favorite edge.
Right. 2. It's decent stuff, you know. Maybe probably what you could afford on £10 a month.
I guess I steal a lamp.
Okay.
He
looks like he's been dead and rotting in his bathtub walking for about 3 weeks. And they didn't even have the decency to drain the tub first.
One piece at a time.
It'd be so mismatched. There's a ceramic bowl here, a wooden fork here, and a ceramic bowl here.
How did he die?
Give me a heal check.
7.
You know, when you're first kind of looking at it, it looks like kind of a stab wound. You know, like maybe a knife. Until you find a fingernail in the wound.
Does it look unique in any way?
Is it really long?
It's long, and it's harder than it's supposed to be.
I suppose I do my best to remove the fingernail.
Okay. It's a fingernail. And that's a girl fingernail. And when you look at it, it looks like a knife wound. These fingernails pierced him like a knife.
I'm going to, I guess, take a... I need a small baggie or something, I guess. They don't really exist in this time period, do they?
They don't have Ziploc bags, no.
I suppose I'll walk down to the kitchen, grab a napkin of some sort.
Yeah, all the food's rotted and spoiled at this point.
Wrap the claw and stick it in my backpack. All right. Did the guy up there match our description of Donovan?
Not really. It's been 3 weeks of rotting. You think that was probably Donovan? It's a bit harder to tell at this point.
Before we leave, does he have a study of any sort?
Yeah.
I'm gonna search the study real fast.
Okay.
That's eight.
Eight. Nothing of particular note. Doesn't look like he's a big reader or anything. Well, doesn't look like he kept track of a lot of things.
Okay.
Mainly just fine, you know, keeping track of bank notes and whatnot.
All right. I suppose I'll search the rest of his house for anything out of the ordinary.
Nothing odd.
Okay.
No, that's not true. Go ahead, in the living room, give me a notice check.
Five.
You find a woman's stocking.
It's a stocking. As a man, I have no way of knowing if there's anything unique about this. Yo, you.
Yeah, that'd be a notice.
Yeah, go ahead.
No. So, is it worth spending a penny on?
Yeah, well, it depends on what he rolls.
Seven.
Obviously a slender, probably in-shape woman. You also find some dark hair on it. Dark hair on it.
Well, if that's the case, conceivably it could be the same woman who led our other friend to his doom.
So they were done in by gypsies?
Seems possible. I mean, well, I'm not sure if it was a gypsy. I pull up this. This was in his wound.
Gypsy.
Gypsies have claws?
That were really, really nasty from your mouth.
Apparently. All right, why don't we get out of here before,
Godfrey? It's been 3 weeks.
No, before she starts failing and people start hearing noise from inside. And we should probably send an anonymous tip to the police officers.
That there's a stench in this house.
We smelled something as we were passing the house.
Mm-hmm. Does he have a bigger?
No. This is England. This is London.
It'd be funny if it was like a big yard. We smelled it from the street. What?
Actually, Ivan, with my notice roll, I might have.
There's a dead man. Three houses that way.
That's how you found the criminals.
It's a smell.
Apparently, living in the desert sharpens your sense of smell.
Mm-hmm. All right. They quick come and relieve you of your troublesome ways.
There you two are. It's about time. It's time we leave.
I need to... I look for an urchin.
Not in the north side.
Oh, okay. I need to get an anonymous tip to the constabulary. The man we are looking for
is... I assume this is in the stagecoach.
The man we're looking for is no longer with us.
Okay. Is he dead?
Yes.
Was he stabbed as well?
Rummage, rummage. By this...
Ew.
You stay in shape.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So perhaps we should give those to Travis. So
yeah, I figured my next stop would probably be the pub, so I could show this to them, see if what they can make of it. If you two wish to continue searching for the third member, that works.
We can do that.
We have more information.
Who was this? The last guy?
Yuri the Russian.
No one knew. Oh, that's right.
So what we can do?
He did not know anything about it.
Why don't we could talk to Travis about him?
We can do that, and we can also ask about this woman.
Sure.
Okay.
See a man about some stuff.
Okay. You kind of slip back and try and remain unnoticed for the most part so people don't see you down in this part. Don't bother wrong.
Okay.
These days, this entire place is only full of stuff.
Yeah. I suppose I cover myself even more.
Yeah, you
the best
you cover
I can.
Yourself.
I'll follow her.
And you guys head on up to the Travis's lodge. Yeah, you can. Travis is not here, as he said he was gathering information, but Din is here, and they're like, oh! Hello!
And cover myself, finally. Ah, greetings, Din.
Are you all right, pretty?
Oh, thank you.
Who are you?
I'm Aldea. Wuhan. Wuhan.
Written in?
What?
Oh, you're the cop woman!
It was the way to put it.
Oh, yeah. You are too clean to be here.
So, yes, we are sad to say that two of your men are dead.
Oh, what? Don't say it's Donovan. And Thydon?
Old Patrick.
Oh.
And Donovan.
Donovan or Donnie?
They're the one we were searching for.
Donnie?
Donnie, sorry. Yes.
Damn!
Apparently they were killed weeks ago when they went stabbed by a woman with nails.
I got my notes. And they're not in Chinese, despite what people are.
Dirty women's can't do anything.
Oh, damn.
This is... This is a nail! Oh, this is a fucking knife! God, I cut myself.
We were guessing that that's how she stabbed them. Considering Mr. McDonald found it in Donnie's room.
Yeah, I...
We were hoping that you might be able to identify it. See, because... It is obviously too strong to be.
Oh, maybe normal. Maybe Travis might know something. You know, back at the old lodge, we used to have a scholar who knew this kind of stuff. He's dead now.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Hey, stupid cabal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, unfortunately, the churchman did not know anything of Yuri, so we were hoping if you.
Oh, that's a damn lie. Yuri went there every Sunday.
Really?
Aye. His... Damn, his friggin' apartment was a block away.
Then why did he tell us that he knew nothing of him?
It's a damn good question. You lost me on that one. Ruta goes... He says... She says that maybe Archibald is the betrayer?
He did mention a mole.
Then you might want to go check out Yuri's room.
Okay.
See if there's any evidence. Because if Archibald is the traitor, then this is grievous indeed.
Yes. Right. Where was his house exactly?
They give you an address.
Okay. Thank you. We should go there immediately.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Okay, so between this trip and the previous trip, give me 4 more shillings.
4 more?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we taking a coach to next door? Because it saves time.
What? And honestly, it makes her look a bit more reputable.
But as a Chinese person who lived not the most lavish lifestyle, I'm on the beat!
No, you understand why you have to pamper the feet. Oh, foot binding. Oh my gosh.
Tiny feet.
Poor women. Anywho.
So you find a way to Yuri's house.
Find your way to Yuri's house.
I try and take a path to where we don't pass the church.
So it doesn't
notice us.
Are you going to switch into costume at this point? It's probably getting towards evening at this point, having run all over the city.
Possibly, yeah.
Got it. I'm not in costume trained into.
Oh, that's why I'm asking you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably ask you to come with me to an area where I could change. Then I would do so.
Okay. And you stick, like, your normal clothes in, like, her bag or something.
Yeah, if she allows it.
Yeah. Alright.
You put a lot of stuff in there.
Don't take anything.
Okay. Do you have a cleaner bag?
No.
Oh, I guess I will do.
What's wrong with my bag?
It's not the bag, it's just the stuff you put in it. I don't want my up getting dirty or stabbed. It is very fragile.
It's safe in there.
Okay.
Right. You guys go up to his apartment, which is on the third floor. Mm-hmm. The door is locked.
We're going to Yuri's house. Apparently, the preacher knew him a lot.
He showed up at church every week. He's a block away from the church.
So, yeah, we delivered the nail to the lodge, and they told us this information, so now we're all thinking that
the Irishman.
Scott.
Yeah. So now we're thinking the preacher is behind it.
Did we learn anything about the nail at all? Or
no. They said Travis would know, but he wasn't there.
It was as strong as a knife, and he cut himself on it.
Yeah, he couldn't break it. that's what we learned. Okay. So we are now outside of Yuri's house.
Apartment.
Oh, yeah, apartment.
His door is locked.
Can we go somewhere before this? Buy some tools.
You buy some thieves' tools.
Yes.
Somewhere.
Okay.
Hey, a repair kit.
Honestly,
he's repairing the lock.
Actually, just basically take a couple hours and you find some places where you get a lock picking kit.
Okay.
Just mark off the money for it later. 4, you succeed. You pop the lock and. The first thing you guys notice as you look into his living room is obviously there was a scuffle here. Furniture is kind of torn and tossed about. The entire area seems generally sacked.
First book?
I no longer have the first book.
Yes, I have the first book.
As you guys are going back, he's basically only got like a living room, a water closet, and a bedroom. There's nothing. He's not dead in the bathtub. Right, when you guys do get to the bedroom, there is the bed and sheets are all torn up, and there's this giant, very dried blood stain on the ground.
But no body.
However, give me a notice or tracking roll, whichever is better.
I'll do tracking, just to specify, because they're both the same.
11.
Okay. You guys notice basically the bloodstain actually goes towards the window. And you guys actually notice like a handprint that lifted it up. You also notice this, but you also notice that it kind of goes down, and next to his house is the sewer grate. And it looks like that's where the bloodstain goes.
Okay. So. Now we have to figure out whether. Well, how big is the handprint?
Does it look man-sized?
Okay, I'm gonna say, does it look male or female?
It looks male.
Okay, that's just
for a 10 on tracking. Yeah, it looks male.
Okay, I'm just trying to indicate if he was the one stabbed or if it was the woman that was stabbed.
Well, here's the issue: why would someone in his own house flee to the window?
Maybe his exit was cut off. There is only one door, and who is to say there is only one attacker? Perhaps he was not swayed by this woman.
Mm-hmm. If his name is any indication,
he's some crazy communist.
Or he likes lesbians.
Okay. So, I suggest we follow into the sewers. Again.
You in the sewers. You like that stinky place.
I don't. But it is where all the bad guys are.
I think what would be more appropriate here is
she's already in costume.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you changed clothing.
Rawr.
I'm a monster.
I'm a monster. Rawr.
Hi, Francis.
Say hello, Francis.
Alright, never mind then. My objection has been overruled.
Okay.
I would not dare go on there, but I don't know that.
Go ahead and give me a tracking roll once you guys hit the sewers.
longer these.
Is there an assist?
No, no assist.
You can still assist, though.
You can still try and assist. Minus normal minus two. That's what I tried to do.
Nope. Okay. You wander around for a little while. Now give me a tracking roll at minus one.
Minus 3 is 12.
12, that adds 3 to your roll.
Gotta make it a 5.
Okay. You kind of realize, oh wait, we wandered the wrong direction. You wander back. And it looks like, you know, the blood smears are kind of like you lean against the wall
okay,
or something.
Okay, so now we actually look from the wall side on the ground.
Yeah. It looks like he occasionally uses the wall for support, and there's a little bit of blood stained, and he basically only goes like a block over, and then it goes up the rungs of the ladder, and it leads directly in front of the church.
Oh. Looks like
but it's in front of the church. So that means we're going to be popping out.
Okay. It's nighttime at this point.
That's true.
Well, it looks like we may have some questions for our friend the curate.
Yes.
Through the hole!
Perhaps he came here for your safety, then.
But that doesn't explain why the curate would feel the need to hide him from us.
Well, maybe he's actually hiding him.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, regardless, you guys walk on up, and at this point at night, the doors to the chapel are locked.
The windows are non-openable, correct?
That is correct. They're stained glass.
Yeah, I was just double-checking.
You fail. It's no big problem. You can reattempt. You succeed. Quiet, dark chapel. The candelabras are still here. No candles are lit. It is dark, so...
I had a lantern because we're in the sewer.
Okay, so you have your lantern out.
To all stuff.
Okay.
There is a lantern next to you.
Pete unnoticed to see anything out of the ordinary. Or anything, really. I don't know.
Well, you know, there's a door heading off to the tower, and then there's a staircase heading down to the cellar storage area.
I assumed he probably cleaned up any tracking, like any blood or anything.
There's no blood on the flagstones, if that tells you anything.
Okay. Could you imagine
Sunday service with that?
Blood smear on the ground. What happened here? I spilled all the wine. And it stained the stone.
And congealed.
Alright, what time of night is it?
Probably about 8 o'clock at night.
I go back outside. Are there any, like, lights on in, like, the tower or anything?
No, they don't live here.
Okay. I was just double checking.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. To the cellar!
Close the door. Lock it.
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, down to the cellar?
Put your screwdriver and bobby pin away.
Down in the cellar, there's a few storage racks, several big wine casks, you know, for communal wine type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of up against the wall. That's about it. It's just storage down here.
5 on notice.
One of the casks is hollow. And at this point, let me draw. Alright, so opening the cask, you can see that there actually is a room beyond it. And since the lantern light floods in, you guys can kind of poke your head in. At this point, you see a very emaciated... Can I have the Ripper's book, by the way? Emaciated, hairless, fanged, clawed creature. Alec, since you're the one who gets it right in the face first, give me a guts check.
I got a 4 for my guts.
Why is it always me?
Because you're always in front.
7. Stouthearted was not required this time.
Okay. Yep, you...
You aren't one ugly son of a...
He understood you.
Wait, you understand me?
You're either Russian?
at this point. At this point, I'm assuming you guys are kind of walking in, but
yeah, no,
staying
no,
back.
Yeah, now you make your gut.
Yeah, yep. You got a 4, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Thank you, wild card.
Okay. Yeah, all three of you are now kind of in there, kind of doing the... You know, you can see the ribs, and it's kind of sunken in.
Oh, well, dear, the poor thing.
You can see these two large fangs. You notice that the chain... He's no longer actually chained up or anything. He's just kind of like...
Did he respond to Ivan's comment about Yuri the Russian?
Your new comrades.
I'm afraid he happens to be one of ours now.
What the fuck? How did I miss this? Seriously!
I locked the door behind us, but he has a key.
Oh. Well, the lovely lady did try and turn him into a vampire, but he just wouldn't drink blood, stubborn thing. He just needs to learn to accept his new life.
It's not his life. He is a ripper.
Well, he was a ripper. Now he's one of ours. Isn't that right, Yuri? Well, let's quickly dispose of this meddlesome group.
Wow, first session. Two.
He likes his tools.
I take it the guy with the blood red sword is also different from the...
No, he's not. Oh. I just ran out of those kind of cultists.
Okay, I take it one of those is Yuri, then.
Yuri, cultists, and...
the priest.
Archibald.
Archibald, who looks kind of evil now.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. At this point, he does... It looks like he is so hungry for blood at this point that he is going to try and...
Drain us?
Get some. Okay. Although it doesn't, it looks like he's doing his best to fight it. Jessica.
Okay. Well, I have to move to where I can shoot.
Right next to the hungry vampire.
Unfortunately. Right. I'll just shoot the guy in front.
Okay.
Not your ears.
And not easy being short. Or small.
I have to walk farther.
I 13.
You'll hit with a raise. When I get shot, the hole is bigger.
9.
Well, let's see. Evil cultist. No, that's actually a subcategory. Evil cultist.
It's a bullet.
Toughness 5. You got a 9.
For the gumball.
Okay.
For the dark ones.
Take clear path.
Yuri, he's now going to attempt to make a spirit check to resist biting you.
Yuri, generic vampire now?
No.
Not quite.
He fails.
Okay.
Yeah.
Andre is not that cruel to assume the actual vampire is.
This is a Nosferatu. This is a vampire who refuses to drink blood. They basically slowly decay and become basically strong versions of zombies. But they actually retain some intelligence.
Okay, so he attempts to bite Jessica?
He attempts to bite Jessica, whether he wants to or not. He will make... He will frenzy on you. One. Zero. Father, Curator Archibald.
The Mad Monk. Mad Monk.
He walks up and closes the cask and laughs. Okay. Alec.
I move up to the cask.
I open the cask.
Okay. Okay, that's your action. Do you want to do any movement?